Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren, the supervisor you were transferred to. If I could get just one moment to get your account pulled up so I can be a better assistance for you today.
Okay.
Sorry, just one moment here. And you told the previous agent that this was a fraudulent order?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't even know what it's for. I just called to cancel whatever it was.
Let's see. Let me pull it up so I can go over that for you. I'm waiting on my computer here. I'm so sorry. Can I have you confirm your shipping address for me?
Yeah, it's P.O. Box 4863, Oceanside, California, 92052.
And did you order our Vera Valor testosterone and nitric pump? It's a testosterone supplement that helps boost your energy and your muscle mass. And it would have come with the nitric pump. That's what it's designed to work with, the testosterone.
A nitrous pump?
They're both pill supplements.
Oh, okay.
Was that something that you would have ordered?
What was it again?
It's a testosterone supplement with a nitric pump. They're both pills, though. The pump isn't a device. That's just the name of it.
Oh, no, I did. No.
Right, that's what it is you, the first one that was ordered, it would have been for a 14-day trial period. And if it wasn't canceled within the trial period per our terms and conditions, which would have been explained when the order was placed, then that starts that monthly membership where you get a new 30-day supply each month. And it gets mailed to you automatically until it's canceled. But you told the previous agent that that was fraudulent and you hadn't done that.
Well, I don't remember ordering it, and I don't remember receiving anything like that.
So what we would do in the case of a fraud situation is we take the information in the account, like down to the IP address, and we go ahead and we provide it to your local authorities and allow them to investigate the source of the charges, so that just that they'll be able to tell who placed that order and where it would have come from. But in the meantime, what we would do is go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you.
Okay.
Is that something you want to go ahead with?
Yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and get this taken care of for you. Just hang tight for me one moment here. It will take me just a moment.
Okay.
Sorry, just one moment here. And how's your day going so far?
It's going good now that I'm off work.
How right on. You? It's going. I can't complain.
That's good.
Just another day. It doesn't quite feel like a Monday, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Sorry, I have to do one charge at a time. I don't know why it takes so long. These computer systems, I feel like, could be easier, but I know next to nothing about computers, so maybe this is as easy as it gets. And what's the weather like for y'all out there?
It's actually warm. It's not as hot as it has been last week, but...
Hey, that's good.
Yeah.
I miss getting cold weather. That used to be my favorite.
Where are you at?
I live in the South. I live in Alabama. It's kind of like living in an armpit. It's just hot and sweaty.
Well, I heard Alabama was a beautiful state.
Oh, it's beautiful. I just don't do well with the heat, and I'm not from the South.
Oh, okay.
I have an autoimmune disease. It makes me pretty sick when I get too hot, so I spend a lot of my time inside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is what it is. You learn to adapt and overcome and all that jazzercise. It's my normal, so it doesn't really affect me too much anymore. All right, we got those refunds applied for you. And like I said, we'll go ahead and take everything in the account and apply it, provide it to your local authorities. If they have any questions, they'll reach out to you. I'm not really sure how they do all that. That's their area of expertise, not mine. But we did get those refunds applied for you. So just give those 3 to 5 business days at the latest, depending on your financial institution's refund processing time. And just whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and give you your cancellation number if it wasn't already provided to you.
Okay.
All right, just let me know whenever you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
All right, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
662.
662.
721.
721.
931.
931.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right, was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, that was it.
All right, then I will let you go. Enjoy the rest of your day. I thank you so much for contacting customer support. I hope you have a good one.
Thank you very much. You did the same.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye.